الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon his noble Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. From various parts of the world, from wherever you have joined, we say welcome, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Please remember us in your du'as inshallah azawajal. Make du'a for Da'wat Islami, for Madani channel. And as we do remind the viewers of Madani channel to kindly support wherever you can. It is the very same movement of Quran and Sunnah which we have been supporting. And it is through your generous support we are continuing with the work that you can see before you, dear viewers. I am today, mashallah azawajal, in the program accompanied by a very special brother, a special guest, mashallah, who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah. As well as he is a great scholar, mashallah. He is the teacher as well as the principal of our Jamiat al-Madina in Durban, South Africa. And I am referring to none other than Hazrat Hafiz Maulana Ziyad Madani At-Tari Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Muasab, after a very long while, once again, we are honored in studio with Muasab, MashaAllah, and sit with Muasab Qibla and do this beautiful program. And the topic is so beautiful, the mawqa is so beautiful that I've got this opportunity with Muasab, MashaAllah. Muasab is the teacher of the Jamia, the principal in the Jamiat al-Madina, so he's Ustadul Ulama as well, mashallah. As well as Muasab had also graduated through Dawud Islami system, through the Jamia of Dawud Islami, alhamdulillah, studying under the great scholars of Dawud Islami, referring to none other than Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Qibla, mashallah, our Ustad Sahib. May Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve him. All this is the faizan of Amir al-Sunnat Muasab Qibla, that today we have all these blessings in our lives. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if you also want to come closer, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, do not waste time, alhamdulillah. Have your children enrolled in the Jami'ah, in the Darul Uloom, where our Mawlana Sahib in Durban, mashallah, is the Ustad as well as the principal. And we have students from throughout the globe who are coming in, who are making niyyah to come, mashallah, who are currently also studying, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward the parents who have sent their children and make those children mutabahir and great ulamas and scholars of the deen, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers, we have commenced with our program, mashallah. Muasab is with us right now. And our discussion for today, dear viewers, is something really amazing. So Muasab, the viewers out there perhaps are still waiting to know what is the topic for today's program. And here we go, dear viewers. You're all striving for one maqsad, for one purpose. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Deep down in our heart, we hope for forgiveness. We hope to attain the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After which we hope that Allah through His infinite mercy will admit us into Jannah. Ameen. So this is the same topic, dear viewers, the blessings of the Jannah for which you and I pray day and night. The same Jannah for which you and I desire. The same Jannah which, for which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to pray for, how to ask for it. The very same Jannah which Almighty Allah has promised in the Quran for the pious. Jiha, Quran Pak mein hai. Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Muasab and I are going to be taking our viewers through a journey. The viewers may be thinking we're going to take them to that place. Muasab has a smile. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just to cheer you up inshallah azza wa jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a Jannah so that we could leave this world with Iman. A condition to enter the Jannah Muasab is Iman.
Allah.
Iman. Iman ko salamat rakhein, Iman ko mazboot rakhein, aur dua bhi karte rahein. And do the right things inshallah Azza wa Jalla and you will see the difference. Very clearly, the first thing which gives us a guarantee that Jannah exists, Muasab, is the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla himself says in the Quran that he has kept Jannah prepared.
Yes.
For the pious, right? Very clearly, he Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر او انثى وهو مؤمن فاولئك يدخلون الجنه ولا يظلمون نقيرا. And whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim. Masab, here is a condition, right? Whoever does virtuous deeds, chahe mard ho ya aurat ho, man or woman, but the condition is, min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min, yani he is a Muslim, will be admitted to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. There is no injustice, there is no wrong, there is no mistakes that's going to be happening. The Allah Azza wa Jalla, through His infinite mercy, will admit the pious who leave this world with Iman. And if some sinners have left this Iman, in a nutshell, Mu'asab, before we go any further into the discussion, is this nice to let the viewers out there know, there are narrations out there, we should never even imagine that we can tolerate punishment in the first place. However, if a person sinned in this world, but he left this world with Iman, he will pay for the sins that he has committed. Allah Azza wa Jalla will after some time purify him and then admit him into the Jannah which he has promised. So those who leave this world with Iman. Mu'asab Qibla, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Many people have heard about Jannah. Many people only heard the word Jannah. They only know it's a place where you have never imagined of anything before, right? Exactly what Jannah looks like, exactly what Jannah is. Even we, Mu'asab, can say only one thing. Only after you leave this world, we can know. It's like death, Mu'asab. The only time we can speak about proper death is when a person knows and tasted death, Mu'asab. You know, we can remember the ahadith out there. We can face the hadith and explain what it says like, but let's explain Jannah, and Mu'asab can elaborate from this point, inshallah, azza wa jalla. A little description of Jannah to those who have not heard about paradise before, or have heard, but little more than that. If so little as what can be placed on a fingernail of what is in heaven were to become apparent to those who dwell on this planet, Mu'asab, it would have beautified all the four corners of the heavens and the earth. If something little as equivalent to the nail of the finger, if so little as what can be placed on a fingernail of what is in the heavens, what is kept in the heavens, Allahu Akbar, becomes apparent to those who live on this earth, it would have beautified all the four corners of the heavens and earth. And if the heavenly bracelets were to become apparent, it would have blocked out the light of the sun, as the sun conceals the light of the stars. Allahu Akbar. This is of course a hadith in Sunan Tirmizi Sharif, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not one Mu'asab, plenty a hadith. So wahan se bhi andaza laga le ki what is Jannah? And you and I have neglected that paradise for the materialistic world. Subhanallah, the khush khabri is for the jannatis. That Jannah for which you are striving, for that Jannah which you leave your, you do not leave your soul. Of course, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but you also know that you will be saved from azab and Allah will admit you into this Jannah, which is so special, Ji Mu'asab. Let's speak about the special Jannah, Mu'asab. Give us some Madani pearls with relation to what motivation can we have, Mu'asab, with regards to the blessings of Jannah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah. Mu'asab very beautifully brought in the topic that Ji, this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has told us of that creation.
Allahu Akbar.
And so as per what Allah Azza wa Jal has told us, we believe in Jannah.
Aye.
Jannah is so beautiful. There were a few words that maybe we haven't paid as much attention to, but Mu'asab Sahib mentioned
Ji,
that Jannah is that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and no heart is able to fathom.
Allah.
We are unable, no matter how much we hear about Jannah, we cannot really understand the reality of Jannah. Think of the most beautiful things we've seen in dunya. And subhanallah, there are wonders in dunya. Allah Ta'ala's creation is beautiful. Azza wa Jal. This shows us the power and the beauty of the Creator, that He's created such beauty within the world. But no matter what beauty it is in this world, it cannot match to the beauty of Jannah. As we said, the amount that can fit on a fingernail. If that much of Jannah came into this world, subhanallah, azza wa jal, that would be greater than the entire world. Wow, subhanallah. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the beauties of Jannah, of the people of Jannah, of the conversations that they would have, of the ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless them with, so that this motivates us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of this in the Holy Quran as well. Ala surrin mawdunah, Allah ta'ala mentions regarding the people of Jannah that they will sit on thrones and studded thrones, thrones that are studded with diamonds, thrones that are studded with pearls. Muttaqeena alayha mutaqabileen. Allah Ta'ala says that they will be reclining. And we understand that we usually recline when we are relaxed. Allah Azza wa Jal will bless them to be relaxed in Jannah, reclining upon those thrones, and they will face each other. يَطُوفُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ And they will be surrounded by eternal youth, youth that will remain young. Subhanallah. بِأَكْبُوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ Allah Ta'ala tells us regarding the drinks that they will be blessed with. The Jannatis, they will be blessed with these drinks that these youth will be carrying, these bowls and these pitchers, this cup filled with flowing drinks of wine, and that will be the wine of Jannah. Mm. The wine of Jannah that does not cause intoxication. So Allah Ta'ala tells us that that wine of Jannah will not cause their heads to ache, will not cause their heads to spin. Within the dunya, when people drink this wine of dunya has such a disgusting smell, and it causes people to get headaches and their heads to spin. But Jannah wine will not have that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with that in Jannah, that wine that will not cause their heads to ache, that wine that will not cause them to lose their senses. And Allah ta'ala will bless them with the meat of birds, that they would just look towards birds. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ Allah will bless them with the meat of birds that they desire. A jannati will just look towards a bird flying in the air, and he'll desire it, and it will appear in front of him in a cooked form.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal.
Allah
will bless them with heavenly maidens.
As you speak about the birds being, you know, freshly prepared and brought before the jannati, and that too in quantities that he had desired to eat.
Subhanallah.
If he desired to drink some drink, chai jo bhi sharabun tahura ho, for example, the purified drinks and beverages in Jannah, it would not come to him in quantities which he would waste. If he had desired to drink, Allah Azza wa Jalla actually knows how much he has desired to drink.
Subhanallah.
So that quantity would come for the person to drink. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
This is Jannah, dear viewers. But Mawasab, as you're speaking about the birds and the drinks, Mawasab.
Allah Ta'ala has blessed people of Iman with a very special power.
Ah.
But subhanallah, Allah, really, Allah. It is the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us, the strength of Iman, that allows us and affords us this ability to be able to stay away from even that which is natural, that food and drink. Right. So for those viewers who are watching this and listening to the beauties and the blessings of Jannah, khush khabari, good news to you that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we make dua that you too enter Jannah.
Kya baat hai, mashallah, Mu'asab, very, very beautifully mentioned, Mu'asab. And we would even say to this extent, look at the karam of Allah, look at the rahmat of the beloved Rasul, that he Azza wa Jalla has even prepared a palace in Jannah only for those who show love for children.
Wow.
But I am awesome. Look at the rahmat of Allah.
Wow.
Look at the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In the world, if you show affection towards children, you know, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was found kissing his blessed son, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een. The beloved Rasul was showing shafqat and muhabbat upon them by kissing their lips. As it is proven in the hadith, the grandsons of the beloved Rasul were very close. They were also known like the children of the beloved Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I also have children, but I won't kiss them the way you kiss and show shafqat and muhabbat. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that, what can I do if you have deprived of such love? For Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared in Jannah a place called Darul Farah.
Wow.
And the name of this place is called Darul Farah. Only those who show love towards children will enter this Jannah.
Allahu
Akbar. We have learned, dear viewers, if Allah has blessed you with one, two, three or more, love them all. It's not necessary to love your children and hate other people's children. Love everyone's children.
Subhanallah.
You will see the blessings of it in this world as well as in the year after. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Here comes a question, Mu'asab. So many blessings in Jannah. A questioner asked, what is the greatest blessing of Jannah?
Ah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. You see, the ni'mas of Jannah are so great. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the drinks of Jannah, we realize there's no drink in the world that is equivalent to the drinks of Jannah.
For
the
sure.
Beauties and the sights in Jannah and the beds of Jannah. But all of these are such great ni'mas. The lowest of the ni'mas of Jannah, subhanallah, which ni'mah of this world can compare
Allah,
to it?
Allah.
But what a question this is, that what is the greatest of the ni'mah of the bounties in Jannah?
Subhanallah.
Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. The greatest ni'mah that a Jannati will receive is the didar the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
The Jannati will be so blessed to be blessed with the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is possible, we cannot fathom. This is up to Allah Azza wa Jal. How Allah Azza wa Jal will gift him, will give that person the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal. And of course, as per their ability, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless the believers with a certain ability to be able to envision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He wills. And Allah will bless His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an ability much greater than ours. Allah. So He will see Allah Azza wa Jal in such glory that we will not be capable of seeing Allah Azza wa Jal in that glory. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that will be the greatest of the ni'mas of Jannah. And the believers will be blessed with this.
Allah.
Wow. Akbar. So they will be blessed with the greatest ni'mah of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with that ni'mah of Jannah.
Ameen. Summa ameen. Dear viewers of Madani channel, all these are the blessings of Jannah. Imagine when Mu'asab, we learn about the status which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu
anhu. Allah Ta'ala.
For those, there are different categories in Jannah, dear viewers. We are unstriving. Like in the dunya, we have areas, Mu'asab, elite areas. You know, we have some middle class areas. We have some hi-fi areas. Or the person that dwells in a different area, we already know their lifestyle is different compared to the poor area. Those who are living in one area of Pakistan, for example, know the hi-fi ilaqa. Zari wo ilaqa to bada khatarnak ilaqa. Yani, in terms of money, in terms of monetary wealth, rich people live there. In Jannah as well, dear viewers. But see how Allah's taqseem is. Look at how Allah's justice is.
Subhanallah.
It is said that, Mu'asab, Allah is the greatest to this extent that the lowest category person in Jannah, the lowest category person in Jannah, when he sees the one above him, he will feel, I have more than he has. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How is this possible, Mu'asab?
Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. You see, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that those who enter Jannah will not have an envious feeling. That they will not be jealous of the next person. So when a Jannati sees the robe, example, the robe of another Jannati, that his garment is so beautiful, firstly he'll think, wow, what an amazing garment. Perhaps it's better than mine. They'll start conversing. Before the conversation ends, Allah will bless the one who is of a lower grade in Jannah with such contentment in his heart that he will believe that my garment is even better than his.
But subhanallah, what a beautiful explanation, Mu'asab. So there is no jealousy, there is no hasad, there is no regret, there is no remorse.
Subhanallah.
All of that are things of the dunya, not in Jannah.
I have a question also, it came to mind now. I want to share and ask Mulana Sahab. In dunya, some of the pleasures in dunya are so great. One of the pleasures in dunya people enjoy, and across both genders as well, males and females, children and adults enjoy going shopping.
Acha.
Marketplace.
That's very true.
So, Hazrat, did Mulana Sahab read about any marketplace in Jannah?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Mu'asab, this question, actually sometime I was, you know, we often watch Madani Mudhakira, Mu'asab. We get the solution to most of our problems during Madani Mudhakira.
Alhamdulillah.
To Amir al-Sunnah and throughout the world. And sometimes when we listen, we hear the answers, mashallah. We increase our knowledge through reading, as well as through listening. And I'm also motivating the viewers out there, if you have not watched Madani Mudhakira thus far, you have lost out on something very, very, very important. So to not lose out furthermore, without any further delays, remember every Saturday night, Mu'asab, mashallah, after Salatul Isha, it can be watched, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You watch Madani Mudhakira. Mu'asab, coming back to the question, it is said that, Mu'asab, with regards to the marketplace, Mu'asab, it's better Mu'asab could answer that question. However, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there are many people out there who would also like to know, including myself as well, with regards to the market, because there's some confusion. There is no maybe money in Jannah, there's no currency in Jannah, there's no notes in Jannah.
Amazing.
So if some person, shopkeeper, stands there, Mu'asab, in Jannah, for example, then there's no need to sell. He would actually perhaps maybe give.
Yes.
And there's no sales in Jannah. Subhanallah. Jee,
wow. Yes. Subhanallah. In Jannah, there are marketplaces.
Jee.
And those will actually be more places of meeting for Jannatis. Because every Jannati is blessed with his Jannah. And within his Jannah itself is bigger than the whole dunya.
Allahu
so subhanallah. He would also desire to see other Jannatis. Imagine in today's time, we wish to go and visit our parents. And we wish to visit our siblings. So in Jannah too, they will desire to visit each other. So Allah will bless them to go to a marketplace. And they will go to that marketplace, and there they will converse, they will see each other, they will see their beloved ones. And subhanAllah, in Jannah, the marketplace will be such that when they arrive at the marketplace, when they are taken rather to the marketplace, the goods that are there that will be brought to the Jannatis, but there will be no purchase. As they desire, they will receive. You know, this thought came to mind because we can say in today's world, shopping is part of the pleasures of life. And subhanAllah, Allah blesses you. But in Jannah too, you get the marketplace.
Subhanallah. What a point, Mu'asab. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows the nature of man. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the bazaars are the worst of places on the earth, whereas the best of places are the masajid. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla has made the very same souq, which is the worst of places on the earth, the best in Jannah. Everything in Jannah is the best, subhanAllah. So what a beautiful thing to discuss, mashallah, wow. Masab, for us to know that since we don't leave shopping in the world, as you say, Masab, Allah Pak kept it for the highest people in Jannah as well.
SubhanAllah,
but those who will go to Jannah. And there's no jealousy over there. However, dear viewers, one of the points is that imagine when the Ummatis have got this blessing, can you imagine the status of our beloved Rasul
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Arsh-e haq hai masnad-e rifat Rasulullah ki. Arsh-e haq hai masnad-e rifat Rasulullah ki. Dekhni hai hashr mein izzat Rasulullah ki. That izzah can be witness of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise, dear viewers of Madani channel. A questioner asked, will food digest, Mu'asab?
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar.
What beautiful questions they ask, and where the mind goes to, mashallah. Mashallah. Food in Jannah, yes, people will eat. And then the question is, if you're going to be blessed with such foods, the foods of Jannah, firstly, when a person places a morsel of food into his mouth, when a morsel of food is eaten in Jannah, one morsel will have 70 different flavors. Flavors, every flavor distinct from the next. Then the next question we could ask that, if we're going to eat, and the morsel is very tasty, subhanAllah, but as we eat, maybe the taste would go away, or we would not enjoy it as much. If someone eats the most delicious food he enjoys a certain food, he eats it, the first bite is amazing, the second bite less amazing, third bite less amazing. By the time he's gone to 10, or if he reaches 20 bites, he's not enjoying it as much as the first. But in Jannah, every morsel he eats will be tastier than the last morsel.
Look at them.
And then how will it digest? Because there's no toilets in Jannah, there's no washrooms in Jannah. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, in Jannah, when a person eats, he will be blessed just to have a fragrant belch. Well, here in South Africa, they say a burp. A fragrant burp or a fragrant belch, and his food will digest, he'll be ready for the next meal.
SubhanAllah. To this extent, Masab, that some of the narration even mentioned, adding to what Masab mentioned, the perspiration would also give out the very same fragrant smell together with the digestion of the food. And the belch, SubhanAllah, when he does so and the perspiration appears in his body, will give out some musk smell, Masab, fragrant of musk. This is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon those who will do virtuous deeds on this planet, dear viewers.
Allah.
So when we ask for Jannah, when we cry for Jannah, remember, dear viewers, it's nothing haram to ask for Jannah. We should make dua for Jannah. Not only make dua for Jannah, we should strive for Jannah. Work towards Jannah. What we are doing right now is working towards Jannah. Yani, by fasting, by reading your salah, by protecting your iman and faith, by giving your children good akhlaq and etiquettes, will actually save them from the hellfire, from the torment. And this is making your way to Jannah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Remember, another important thing, this description which we're giving you, imagine so many blessings, what taste, what this, what that, this and that, but the path which leads to Jannah is covered with hardships.
Allah.
Ye bada important baat hai, dear viewers. Whereas the path that leads to the hellfire is covered